first time here, and I'm just so happy to be able to worship together with you this morning.
这是我第一次来，我今天很高兴能够跟大家一起崇拜。
Today we are continuing a series entitled "The Prevailing People of God."
今天我们要继续讲我们的那个一系列的主题，就是说神得胜的子民。
We are going through the book of Ephesians.
我们要研究的以弗所书。
And so the past few weeks, we've been studying the first chapter of Ephesians. In chapter 1, the Apostle Paul reminds the believers of their spiritual blessings in Christ. Understanding who we are in Christ and what God has done for us in Christ is foundational to the church.
他说，知道说我们在基督里是怎么样，然后呢，知道说那个神借着基督对我们所做的一切的事情呢，这是我们这个基督徒的一个基本的要件。
And it's foundational for living as the prevailing people of God.
这也是基本的教训。We
do not prevail in this life because of our strength. We prevail because of God's great power given to us in Christ. So today's passage is from chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
他说今天的讯息是从第二章第一节到第十节。
Chapter 2, Paul shifts from the believer's possessions in Christ to the believer's position in Christ.
他说在第二章啊，使徒保罗是把我们的位置从我们一个祝福的接收者到一个在基督的一个位置上。
And so verses 1 through 10 focuses on our position individually in Christ.
他是强调就是说，第一章，chapter 2, verses 1 through 10。他是第二章的第一节到第十节，是强调说我们在基督里头，我们是怎么样的位置。
And then verses 11 and 22 focus on our position corporately in Christ.
他说在第十一节到第二十二节就强调我们在基督里是整体的，在基督里怎么说。
And so the main idea from this passage is who we are in Christ empowers how we live for Christ.
他说这个几个这样经文的最重点就是在说，当我们在基督里是在怎么样的位置里头，就可以让我们怎样活出在基督里。So
understanding what God has done for us in Christ gives us the power to live prevailing lives for Christ.
他说当我们能够了解就是神借着基督为我们所做的，那我们就会有这个力量去做过一个以基督为主的得胜的生活。
So what has God done for us in Christ?
所以我才想问你一下，就是说，那神借着基督为我们做了什么事情？
And that's the focus for these 10 verses.
他说这是这个十个章节的一个重点。
So in this section, there's 3 main points.
他说在这个经文有三个要点。
First, man's need for salvation.
他说第一个就是说我们人类需要救恩。
Second, God's provision of salvation.
他说第二个重点就是说神赐予我们救恩。
And then third, God's purpose for salvation.
第三个重点就是说神的救恩的目的是什么。
First, let's look at verses 1 through 3.
他说我们先开始看看这个第二章第一节到第三节。
I'll read it in English first and then they'll translate in Chinese. But the first 3 verses, it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh, following its desires and thoughts. And like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath."
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。 我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
So in this section, Paul's desire is to bring praise to God for his amazing gift of salvation in Christ.
他说这几个经文是说那个保罗，使徒保罗是想要描述，就是说神怎么样的给我们这个一个救恩的一个描述。
But first, he wants to remind us of who we were apart from Christ and our need for salvation.
他说第一个，他现在先提醒我们大家，就是说我们已经远离了神，然后为什么我们需要救恩？
He wants to shine the light of God's mercy and grace in Christ.
他是想要借着基督来彰显神的一个救恩跟恩惠荣耀。
By showing the darkness in which they formerly lived.
他是想要借着这个彰显神的荣耀来来描述我们从前我们是过着怎么样的罪恶的生活。
Paul describes their condition apart from Christ as being dead in their transgressions and sins.
使徒保罗在形容说，我们当我们在罪恶之中死亡的时候，就好像在罪恶过犯之中，死在罪恶的过犯之中。
Death is one of man's greatest fears in life.
他说死亡是人类最怕的，在我们一生中最怕的一件事情。
Many people fear the day when death comes.
他说每一个人当在面对死亡的时候都是很恐惧的。
In America, people spend thousands of dollars to delay death.
他说在美国，人们是花了好多钱，就想要延迟自己的死亡。
There's special diets.
有特殊的饮食。
There's exercise routines.
所以大家去做运动。
There's even surgery to make us look younger.
甚至去做一些美容手术，让你看来更年轻。
All of this to make us feel like we are keeping death away.
他说，我们做的这些事情，就好像我们可以把死亡隔离的，远离的。
But there is a death that is much more, that is much scarier than just physical death.
他说世上还有一种死亡比我们肉体上的死亡更可怕。
That is spiritual death.
那就是心灵上的死亡。
Paul here is speaking not about physical death, but spiritual death.
所以使徒保罗在这边讲的不是我们肉体的死亡，而是心灵上的死亡。
And this is what we were apart from Christ.
他说这也就是说我们当我们远离基督的时候。
We were spiritually dead.
我们在心灵上是死亡的。
We were totally separated from life in God.
我们就是完全跟神隔绝的。
No ability to know him.
没有能力去认识他。
To experience him.
跟神经验神。
Or to delight in him.
或者是说做一些讨神喜悦的事。
But spiritually dead does not just mean that we are separated from God.
他说那个心灵肉体心灵上的死亡不只是仅仅是说我们跟神隔绝的。
But that we are unable in ourselves to even respond to God.
他说事实上在我们包括在我们生活上我们也没办法去回应神。
Dead people have no feelings.
他说死掉的人死亡的人是没有什么感觉的。
They have no emotions.
也没有什么情绪的。
They have no will.
甚至也没有什么意志。
You can call out to them but they will never call back to you.
所以我们可以呼叫他们但是他们不会。
So it's the same for those who are spiritually dead.
他说这是同样的，就是当一个人心灵上死亡的时候。
There's no feeling.
他说他没有感觉。
No emotion.
没有情感。
No will towards God.
也没有意志，就是跟神的意志，对神的意志。
And this is truly a hopeless condition.
他这个时候就好像一个没有盼望的一个情境。
But not only were we dead in our sins.
所以我们不只是在罪恶中的死亡。
Paul goes on to list three ways that we live out our deadness to God.
他说使徒保罗也进一步在找列出有三种生活方式，我们今天的三种生活方式实际上跟神隔离了。
We follow the ways of the world.
他比如说我们遵循世俗的标准。
We follow the ways of Satan.
我们服从这个撒旦的生活方式。
And we follow the ways of our flesh.
我们根据我们生活靠着我们的血气。
The world,
他说这个世俗,
Satan,
撒旦,
and the flesh.
我们的, 肉体, 血气,
These are man's three greatest enemies against God.
他说这是人类三个最重要的那个, 东西来, 反对神的。
And apart from Christ, we are in bondage to their power and their influence.
他说,而且是远离的基督,
they are opposed to bringing glory to God. Their message to us is to seek glory for ourselves.
他说刚刚讲的三件事,
to put ourselves at the center of our lives.
他说,
that we need to be in control of our lives. We cannot rely on others. So in that sense, we are our own God. If we do not trust in God to provide all that we need, then we are trusting in something or someone else. And that is the essence of sin. In Romans chapter 14, verse 23 says,
在罗马书第十四章第二十三节说,
it says, everything that does not come from faith is sin.
在第十二三节上面讲说,
another important thing to highlight here is that the problem with sin is not something out there, but it's in us.
罪的问题不是说在哪里，而事实上就在我们自己的里头。
We can't blame other people.
我们不能责怪其他人。
Look again at the in verses 1 through 3.
我们再来看这个经文第一节到第三节。
Paul describes it first, we followed the ways of the world.
他说那个保罗上面在想说，我们就是遵循世俗的标准。
Gratifying the flesh.
满足我们的肉体情欲。
Following its desires and thoughts.
按照我们自己的欲望跟那个理念,
these are active verbs.
他说这些都是活生生的一些行为,
these are choices that we make every day.
他说这些是在每一天生活中我们都在做的一些决定,
it is our nature.
他说这是我们一个本质,
man is not spiritually dead because they sin.
他说人不是因为他犯了罪才心灵上的,
they sin because they are spiritually dead. And being dead to God is the natural condition of all humanity at birth. And it's because of that sin nature in us that Paul says at the end of verse 3,
他说也因为那种罪的本质，我们人类本身罪的本质，那个使徒保罗在第三节的最后说，
like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath.
他说我们就像所有的人一样，在本质上我们是为可怒之子。
The wrath of God is a terrible thing.
他说当神愤怒的时候是一个很可怕的事情。
And it is what we deserved because of the sin nature within us.
因为我们的罪的本质，事实上我们是配的。
And the wrath of God is his eternal judgment and condemnation against sin.
他说神的愤怒呢，他就是我们最终的神的审判，还有对罪恶，神会对罪恶的谴责。
That is who we were apart from Christ.
他说那个就是我，因为我们远离了基督。
So after painting this dark picture of the condition of man,
所以当使徒保罗在描述这个人类这么黑暗的一面的时候，
Paul now shifts to reveal the bright, radiant light of God's mercy and grace.
然后呢，使徒保罗就开始转换成的话，揭开来自神的丰富的怜悯，对人类丰富的怜悯跟恩典。In
man's great need for salvation, God in his love made a provision for salvation.
所以是因为我们人类需要救恩，然后借着神的大爱，他让他赐下救恩给我。
He did not leave us in that condition.
所以神并没有抛下我们在那种刚刚前面描述那么黑暗的情境中。
Instead, he delivered us out of that condition in Christ.
事实上刚好相反，神借着基督把我们救赎，救出那个黑暗的情境中。
So we looked at our man's need for salvation. And now we're going to look at God's provision of salvation. And let's read verses 4 through 6. I'll read it first in English. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
我现在念中文啊，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，又他又叫我们同与我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
This is good news.
他说这是一个很好的消息。
The word gospel literally means good news.
他说那个福音这个字，事实上就是好消息。
And there is no greater news than the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他说这没有比这个基督的福音这个好消息更大的消息。
Jesus is the only mediator between God and man.
他说耶稣事实上是我们人跟神中间的一个中介。
And through faith in Jesus, God unites us with him.
借着我们对基督的信仰，神，我们与神能够合在一起。
What we could never do on our own, God did in Christ.
他说我们刚刚不讲很多的罪犯过犯中嘛，我们永远都没办法靠我们自己得到的，但是神借着基督让我们跟他和好。
And in these verses, we see three things that God did for us through Christ.
他说在这几个经文中，我们看见三件事情，神借着基督为我们所做的。
God first made us alive with Christ.
他说神第一个让我们与基督一同复活。
God raised us up with Christ.
同时神也让我们跟基督一起被高举。
And God seated us with Christ in the heavenly realms.
神也让我们在天上时候跟基督同坐一个位置。
All the things that made us dead in our sins, God reversed in Christ.
他说所有刚刚讲说让我们死在过犯之中的罪，神都是把它翻转过来。
Our hopeless condition became a privileged position through Christ.
他说我们原来是在很没有盼望的情境中，借着基督，我们现在快活在一个比较得胜的一个生活。
So let's look at our new position in Christ.
所以我们今天看的是我们怎么样借着基督重新定我们的位置。
First, God made us alive with Christ.
他说第一个呢，神让我们与基督一同复活。
Because of God's great love for us, he saw us dead in our sins and gave us life.
他说因为神的大爱，他看见我们死在罪犯之中，所以呢，神给我们新的生命。
We are no longer spiritually dead.
所以从此又我们心灵上不再是死亡的。
We have been given life from God.
神已经给我们一个新的生命。
Before we had a life that wanted to push God away.
他说在之前呢，我们的生活过着就是说我们要把神隔绝推开。
Now we have been given a life that invites God in.
他说现在神给我们的生命就是说我们希望他进来我们的生命中。
A life that now desires and is able to see and experience his beauty.
他说现在我们的新的生活是我们渴望能够看见神，经验神，经验他的美丽，经验他的大爱。
His love.
他的爱,
His mercy,
他的怜悯,
His grace,
他的恩典,
all of God is ours to enjoy.
他说这所有一切是神的一切，我们都能够享受。
Because we have been made alive by Him.
因为我们是因为他让我们重新活过来。
And by making us come alive, God is inviting us to be in a relationship with Him.
当神让我们重新得到我们的生命的时候，神也邀请我们一起跟他建立新的关系。
And we did not deserve this. We did not earn this. There was nothing in us that made this possible. It was all God. It was His work. It was His plan for us. The end of verse 5, it says clearly, it is by grace that you have been saved. Second, we have been raised with Christ.
他说第二呢,
apart from Christ, we were in bondage to the ways of the world.
所以当我们不跟基督在一起的时候，我们过去是被那个刚刚讲的一些世俗的一些事情也束缚的。
And to Satan's influence at work within us.
他说那个撒旦在我身上很多的工作。
Living in the world and being of the world made us slaves to the world.
当我们根据世俗的标准来过活的时候，我们可能就变成世俗的奴隶。
So what did God do to rescue us from this?
所以神怎么做呢，把我们救出来呢？
He raised us up with Christ.
让他把我们跟基督同时高举。
So what does that mean?
他那个是什么意思呢？
It means God has delivered us from the power and control of those three enemies of God.
他说这个意思就是说，神把我们从那个三个大敌人，人世间我们生活中的三个大敌人中，把我们解救出来。
The world, Satan, and the flesh.
他说像世俗、撒旦，还有就是我们的血气。
So even though we still physically live in the world,
就算我们肉体上还生活在这个世界上,
we are now under the power of a new master in this world.
所以在这个世界上我们现在有新的主宰,
Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus is our Lord.
所以基督现在是我们的主宰,
Jesus is our Savior.
也是我们的救主。
Jesus now rules our lives, and now we are under His influence.
所以现在我们实际上是在基督是在掌控我们的生命。
Third, we have been seated with Christ in the heavenly realms.
他说第三件事情，神让我们就是跟基督同一同在天上，坐在他的旁边。
God did not just raise us with Christ, He seated us with Christ.
神不光是把我们跟基督一起同高举，同时在天上的时候，他也让我们一起跟基督坐在一起。
This is a permanent act of God.
这是神的永久计划。
Once delivered out of the control of the world, Satan, and our flesh, we have been placed in a new permanent home. We are a part of God's family in Christ. We have been adopted as sons and daughters. And can call on Jesus' Father as our very own Father. All that Jesus enjoys with His Father, we can now also enjoy because we have been raised with Christ. Yeah. We have been made alive with Christ.
所以我们, 因为基督而复活,
we've been raised with Christ.
也被因为基督我们被高举,
and we've been seated with Christ in the heavenly realms.
所以在天上的时候,
this is God's great provision of salvation for us. So far we've seen man's need for salvation.
所以现在我们刚刚那个牧师讲了，我们人需要神的救恩。
And we've seen God's provision of salvation.
我们也看见神怎么样赐下他的救恩。
The last part of this passage is now God's purpose for salvation.
所以是今天的第三个那个讯息，我要讲的是神的目的，救恩的目的，神赐下救恩的目的。
This is in verses 7 through 10.
他说这个就是在第七节到第十节。
It says, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我现在念，这从第七节，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。 为要叫我们行善，这就是神所预备叫我们行的。
What is the purpose for our salvation?
所以呢，我们真正的救恩的目的是什么？
God saved us so that we could be the objects of His grace.
所以神这个救恩给我们，就是因为让我们能够成为他的恩典的一个目标。Think
for a minute with me.
所以想一想。
If God did not save us out of His grace, how would the world know what grace is?
他说，如果神不是神的救恩没有先救的救恩给我们的话，这个世界上怎么会看到神的救恩呢？
The graciousness of God is one of His eternal attributes.
他说，这个神的这个恩典，他就是他永这个神一个永恒的属性。
But how would God's grace be seen unless it was poured out on undeserving sinners?
他说就是神的这个恩典，这个恩惠，怎么样可以被世界上人看见呢？一定就是说，神要先在我们这些不配的人身上显示做出来。By
saving us, God demonstrated His grace.
借着拯救我们，神彰显他的恩惠恩典。So
that all the world could see it.
所以这全世界的人，大家都能看得见。Could
know it.
也可以知道，认识他。Could
experience it.
经验到神。
And can praise God for it. Back in chapter 1, Paul says that all the spiritual blessings we have in Christ are for the praise of His glorious grace.
他说在这个回到刚刚第一章的时候，那个保罗有说过，在基督里所有的祝福，我们都是为了荣耀神的恩典。As
God continues to bless us in Christ, the result is praise for His grace to us.
他说当神一直继续借着基督来给我们带来给我们祝福的时候，这个的结果就是说，对他的神，对神给我们的恩典、救恩、一个赞美。One
temptation as Christians is to make our salvation be about us.
他说做一个基督徒，我们最大的一个诱惑就是说，我们常常把救恩就专注在我自己的身上，rather
than about God.
没有去强调在专注在神的身上。
We can easily focus on God's blessing for our benefit and for our own glory. That we forget that the purpose of our salvation is for God's glory. It is to point people to Him.
他说是借着这个机会，我们能够把人转向神，not
to us.
并不是在我们自己。
It is so people are drawn to Him, not us.
也因为这样，更多人会被神所吸引。
It is so people worship Him, not us.
所以这样人们就开始崇拜敬拜神，而不是我。
So we are not the focal point of salvation. God's glory is.
所以事实上。
Let's look again at verses 8 and 9. 8 and 9.
我们再看一次那个章节第八章的第八节到第九节。
He says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast."
他说这一章我们讲的就是得救本乎恩啊。 借着借因着信，不是出于自己，乃是神所赐，不是出于个人的行为，免得有人自夸。
There is no room for boasting of any work in our salvation.
他说我们真的是在我们这救恩中，我们实在没有空间或是那个地方让我们可以夸耀自己。
God did all the work.
他说因为是神做所有的事情。
We just receive it as a gift by faith.
他说我们只是凭着信心来接受这个礼物而已。
So that our lives could be totally lived to magnify God's grace for His glory.
他说，所以我们的生活，我们可以过着一个完全是生活，是在彰显神的荣耀。
Finally, let's look at verse 10.
最后我们来看看第十节。
Another aspect, the purpose of our salvation is that we would walk in good works.
他说另外一个，另外一点就是说，我们的救恩事实上就是说，我们要开始去行善。
Good works don't save us.
他说，事实上，我们去行善，并不会拯救我们。
But they do show that we have been saved.
但是他说, 我们行善是因为我们被神先拯救在先,然后我们再去行善。
Remember, God made us alive with Christ.
他说记得啊, 神借着耶稣基督让我们重新活过来。
Our salvation is a life change.
所以我们这个救恩是一个, 生命的改变。
It makes a difference in how we live and the choices that we make.
他说在我们一般的生活中,在做的各种选择中,我们有不一样的改变。
This word for handiwork is from the Greek word where we get the word poem in English.
他说这个handiwork就是个字形上,它是从希腊文来的,在英文里头这样去讲,一个诗篇。
We are God's poems.
他说我们每一个都是神的诗篇。
Our lives tell a story.
就每一个人的生命都是告诉一个故事。
And it reflects our author.
所以我们的故事都是反映出我们的创造者。
And this story is a story of grace.
我们的故事是应该一个故事,是一个恩典的故事。
That we were once dead in our sins.
所以我们曾经在死亡,我们的罪恶中死亡。
But God, in His love and mercy, made us alive with Christ.
但是神因为他的怜悯,他的爱,他借着基督让我们重新活过来。
It is a story of broken, undeserving sinners.
他说这是一个故事,是一个对破碎,不配罪人的故事。
Receiving unending kindness and blessing in Christ.
他说这一群我们不配的罪人在持续永修止的时候获得到那个来自基督的慈爱跟祝福的故事。
So that God receives all the glory.
所以呢,事实上应该是神应该值得这所有的荣耀。
We have the privilege of reflecting the glory of God.
所以今天我们很有荣幸能够反映出神的荣耀,在我身上反映出神的荣耀。
Can you believe that?
你相不相信?
That is who we are in Christ.
这个就是说,当我们说我们在基督里,
we are His masterpieces.
我们是神的杰作。
Beautiful poems singing out praise to God for His glorious grace.
就是我们是一个很美的诗篇,我们唱出神的恩典,然后荣耀,借着神的恩典来荣耀神。
Some of you here may be going through discouragement in your faith.
他说在我们这个中间,我们现在可能经历一下,有时候就信心上我们绊倒,跌倒。
Maybe you're struggling with various temptations and desires pulling you away from God.
他说可能你现在正经历很多的一些试探,一些引诱,让你离开神。
And you may be losing hope that your situation will change.
或者是你对你现在目前的生活情境,你已经没有盼望,没有希望,觉得不可能改变。
The influence of the world just seems too strong.
这个世俗周围的一些影响对你实在是太大。
I want to encourage you today.
所以我今天想要鼓励大家,
that your identity in Christ is not one of failure or defeat.
所以我们在基督的这个身份里头不是一个失败，也不是一个被打败者。
Your identity in Christ is one who has been made alive with Christ.
他说我们在基督的这个身份呢，我们实际上是因为与基督一同复活。
We've been raised with Christ.
我们也被神也将我们跟基督一起举高举。
And we've been seated with Christ in the heavenly realms.
而且在天上我们也跟基督坐在一起。
God has put His power within you.
他说神现在给你这个权柄。
So that you can live victoriously over the power of the world, Satan, and the flesh.
他说神现在给你这么大的一个权柄，所以你可以过一个得胜的生活，得胜这个世界的世俗、撒旦，还有一些个人的血气。
The people of God is a prevailing people over sin and death.
他说神的子民是战胜死亡和罪恶的子民。
Do you believe this?
你相不相信这些?
Pray that God will always remind you of this truth.
他说我们祷告,希望神能够经常地提醒我们这个真理。
So that His Spirit can strengthen your heart.
所以他的灵,来自神的灵是我们的强心剂。
To know that He loves you deeply.
让我们知道说神,让我们常常知道说神是多么的爱着我们。
He cares for you as His own son and daughter in Christ.
他在乎我们,照顾我们,就好像在基督,就像基督的我们的儿女。
And God desires for you to prevail.
然后神也期望你战胜。
So that He will be glorified in your life.
所以呢,借着你的生活,这借着我们的生活,
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your love for us. We thank you for Jesus, that he gave his life for us so that we could live in him. Thank you for making us alive with Christ. Thank you for raising us with Christ. Thank you for seating us with Christ in the heavenly realms. I pray that our lives will be a song singing your grace. So that you would get all the glory. Help us to prevail over sin and death. Not because of what we do, but because of what Christ has done for us. We thank you and we love you. Thank you for providing such a great salvation. May we live always for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.